Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. Those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful. So thankful, so prayerful that you are always receiving more inspiration, more motivation, more of the your buttons being pushed, your toes being stomped, and you being motivated to go deeper into your own commitments to walk the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. Reversing all issues that have crystallized in your tissues and being in a place and space where you kick the doctors to the curb and come to that place where you're off the pharmaceuticals, you're off the drugs, you're off the cigarettes, you're off the alcohol, you're off the weed, you're off of all of that, and you're on the eternal high frequency and vibration of dwelling in the absolute reality of divinity as the personification of it. And so that we are able to literally participate without the blues of being in the celestials, that we're in the joyfulness of it. We are literally the embodiment of humanity's exaltation, that we are walking in the reality of the divinity and living in the rainbow and coming to a point and place where we are so absolutely delighted to be the ones that we are. Knowing that the ones that we are, we're complementary to each other. Everybody's been given their gifts, talents, skills, and abilities, and we here, all of us, represent greatness in our lineages. Whether you saw it or not, the cigarettes, the alcohol, the tobacco, the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the ribs, and all of the stuff that we polluted our bodies with might have dulled us down a little bit, put us in the place where we was acting out, not knowing how to be in the highest frequency of the divinity personified, but it does not mean that the greatness isn't there. It's still in us. And we have to care to be in a place and space where we are literally liberating ourselves from the sludge of being under a global initiative of cellular oppression to put us in a place where we're mindless, we're thoughtless, we're careless with the greatest gift that we were given, which is ourselves. And so I am so pleased and so delighted for the 25 years that I have been on radio, for the 46 years that I've been teaching and preaching everywhere that I could go, to be in a place and space where, yes, I am hailing the establishment of the eternal order. I am reminding us that we are already in it, that it's not something that's coming. It's the factuality and the actuality of what is, and that we each have the opportunity to be fully participatory with it through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the consecration of our bodies as temples for where we meet this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, where we get into a direct line of light with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, that we are literally under the auspices of our souls, that we are feeling so entitled to be in the divinity of who and what we are as living intelligences here to ensure the progression of humanity, here to ensure the continuation of our lineages, here to ensure that we are the vehicles and vessels and working and living and laboring and loving as the establishment of the queendoms and kingdoms of God manifesting upon the planet. I'm grateful to sow these seeds. And for those of you who are receptive in your mind, in your spirit, in your heart, in knowing that you were created for something other than working yourselves to death, that your life is the greatest gift that you were ever given. And now, regardless of where you are in the progression of your life, you are literally ready to truly mature and blossom in the fullness of your own divinity. Because divinity is all there is. All there is divinity in expression. And we're learning how to rethink ourselves. We're learning how to literally apply ourselves to that which is the truth of ourselves. For it is through self-knowing, creator knowledge, and creation knowledge that we can become a liberated people. And it doesn't matter what hue of people we're talking about, from the blackest black to the lightest light. Everybody that has a beating heart and is breathing is one who is obligated as a result of, or as because of the blessedness in being, to exalt a full effort in living. But the system of things allows for people to be legally in business that undermines your capacity to think. In the inebriation and the intoxication undermines your capacity for breath with the tobacco and the alcohol and the hookah lounges and this and that. I'm just saying, to have a system in place where people can make money seducing you to do that which is undermining you under the guise that it's fun, under the guise that you are free to do whatever the hell you want to do. And I'm just saying, it's like, no, your gift of life is your gift, and you'll never have anything greater. And so walking in the integrity of the knowing of the greatness of what we have already received, who it is we already are, we don't have to go and beat up anybody to take their lives from them. We don't have to suck them dry. You understand? No, we are here to literally rejoice in the gift and the blessedness of being. And when we can be in the place where being is the celebration of the blessedness without the care about how much money you have and how much business you're doing. And see, this is a trick where people think that they have the money and their money justifies their wrong. Their money justifies that they can be self-indulgent in all of these things. So, you know, you see the big guys with the big cigars and board meetings and, you know what I'm saying, they live in large and they bellies are large and their heads are large. And you understand? It's like just the accumulation of waste, but you can still be full of waste and still have financial, what they call financial freedom. But the fact that you're wasting yourself is the evidence of how much more light there is to gain, how much more love for oneself and oneself there is to establish. And so I am always speaking to the issues of our cellular liberation as the way to liberate our spirits and our minds, our hearts, to open our hearts, to be proactive, to be completely responsive to the initiative to have us where we are soon coming to this place where we cease to exist. You understand, this is what the genocide actually is, where each generation has been given more and more toxicity, more and more artificial colors and flavors, and more and more and more and more and more and more and more. And the youth are dying. The children are sick. And then to mandate that they have to be vaccinated with all of these things by the age of 2 and 3, and just saying, is that we can no longer allow stupidity to run rapid. And we as women have duty, obligation, and responsibility to regain our footing as the nourishers, the nurturers, the strengtheners, the healers, the insurers of our progression as a humanity of people. And that is the right alignment with the exaltation of the divine feminine. And that's the divine feminine that is in everything, from the cosmic mothers to the universal mothers to Mother Earth, Mother Nature, the divine feminine of every species and in every man. Where we are aware of the duty, obligation, and responsibility we have as living beings in the exaltation of life, in the perpetuation of life, in the harmonization with all beings, to understand the divinity. And we don't necessarily have to understand the purpose for everything, but to know that the intelligence of existence is that intelligence that it has shaped and fashioned itself to meet its own requisites for its own expansion and continuation and the perpetuation of itself as all there is as existence itself that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And therefore, all orders of being perpetuate themselves. Just generation after generation after generation after generation until these ones come and they just pollute everything, all right? So the pollution that we see externalizing is as a result of the pollution that is internal in terms of the poisoning of the bloodstream as the methodology of our oppression, which is what so many ones missed as they were speaking to the issues of white supremacy and speaking to the issues of our rich inheritance as Africans and the foundation of civilizations and whatnot, but not to really be able to articulate that the methodology of our oppression has been to oppress us at our cellular functioning with this that they call food. And everybody who got the degrees, they became PhDs, they became scholars, they became authors, they became lecturers, and we can call all of their names, but they did not know to change their diet. So we can come into so much degrees of knowledge and information, education. We can read, we can travel, we can go through and be all over the world and experience so many different cultures and bungee jump off of cliffs and do all of the things, you understand? But the actual resubstantiation of the substance of our being is the actual work that helps us to really facilitate and participate with what other ones are referring to as the Aquarian Age, or the Asarian Resurrection, or the Second Coming of Christ, or whatever we want to refer to it as. It is referring to the time in which the people themselves have been restored in the light of the truth of who they are as godly beings, as ones who are in love with being, in love with living, in love with one another, in love with loving. You understand? Not warring, not hating, not bastardizing, usurping, and poisoning, and violating. And to literally realize that we dwell in the infinity of possibilities, and whatever it is you have in your mind, in your heart, that which is your gift, you are able to bring into manifestation in this realm. And nobody can take that from you when you are passionate about who you are and whose you are. As the prodigal children are returning home to the house of God, and God is receiving us and loving us and forgiving us for our trespasses, for our being in the trough with the pigs, being all hoggish and being out of alignment and being full of filth. Okay, I'm just saying, let's clean up, let's care, let's consciously apply ourselves wholeheartedly towards our wholeness. Which is not just about being vegan or vegetarian. It's about being whole. It's about the spiritual alignment with the divinity of frequency that is truly representative of the character and the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as God's own. But we've been taught and influenced not to care to be godly. And I'm saying that's the only real leverage that we can have under all of this crazy. You understand? And people want to assume that crazy is your right. And I'm saying, no, crazy is your wrong. Because the order of existence is not out of order. It's not crazy. It's not happenstance. There's an order and there's a law and there's a way of the rejoicing and the celebration and the enhancement and the continuation of just more of our love being manifested in the world through our ingenuity, our talents, our skills, our abilities, our genius. But we want to be thinking that the things have greater value than the richness of the people. Liberation really is about the restoration of the wealth of the people, the integrity of the people, the light and the wisdom of the people. Because money can't give you that. You have to really have an inner urge to that. You can't give that to somebody who's refusing it. And then the impediment becomes all of this filth that's charged upon the blood and in the lymph intracellular tissues that becomes cancer and heart disease and all of these gallstones and bladder dishes. You cannot be in the fullness of who you are at this point of the presence of God and be sick. And you can't dwell in the sickness. You can't keep saying, well, I'm so sick, because you're going to stay sick if you keep saying you're sick. You're going to have to understand the power of your word. You're going to have to understand what the assumption actually is in the state of consciousness. And now we are living in the ocean of nothing but cosmic consciousness in the realm of eternity. So we have to transcend while we're on the earth of dwelling in the belly of the beast. That has to be a funky place. So I'm just saying, your consciousness is going to be influenced by the cleanliness of your blood and what you're reaching for on a daily basis. Your consciousness is going to be influenced by the nature of the animals and stuff that you're eating, whether you're chicken or whether you're a jive turkey or whether you're a hog or whether you're a piggish person. Just saying, nobody really thinks about it, but we all know people who like that. Just so nasty, mean, wicked, and you know, that's the poison in the body. That's not anybody's real nature. I want you to understand that, because everybody needs cleansing, and every spirit is of God. Every spirit has come into this realm from another realm through the sacred fluid of their mother's womb, sparked by the sacred fluid of their fathers, and then nobody got the support in respecting the divinity of our being and the divinity of all being. And this is what we're being called to do, is to realize that every being that has an eye that sees as an eye of God. The whole time that I'm walking this earth, the whole time that I'm living, and all of what you're receiving from me, it is my prayer that you are caring more to walk in the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness and the wholeness of who you really are. But it requires the cleansing. The preachers and the ministers and the popes and the pastors and all of these ones that give a good word, have their big churches, and they have really based their whole lives upon the scriptures. All of that is all well and good, but the bottom line, your bloodstream still has to be clean. Salvation comes through the blood of Christ. We're talking about a bloodstream that is clean. A bloodstream that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants. It's no accident that now we've got alcohol everywhere. And I was in Birmingham several years ago, and I had never seen a place where you could go and sit in a Whole Food and drink in the middle of the day. The wines and the craft beers and all of this. And to be in a society that supports your inebriation, your intoxication, your sickness, your illness, and your disease is to be under the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil. We didn't know who it is. A capitalistic system that does not have the well-being of its own populace at heart is a system that is destined to die. A people who undermine and poison their children under the guise of treating them with all of the colored candies and all of the things that are full of chemicals that have them in a place where they really are not able to creatively think. But we're leaving the world to them. But they're going to be dying quicker. Because this is the genocide. And so, yes, I'm speaking to us about the divinity of our being, but to understand why it is that it has been such a challenge for people to walk in the integrity of the high ethic and morality and the sensibility and the care and the courage and the faith and the knowing and the infinity of possibilities, where we are literally realizing that there is no lack of intelligence at all. There is no lack of the power and the law that exists that is here for our utilization of it, for our understanding with it, for our capacity for knowing how to really use the keys that we were given so that we are literally dwelling in the peace and the poise of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And so it matters that we care to matter in this life. It matters that you will no longer think that your Doritos and the Takis and the Flaming Hot Cheetos are something that your 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 year old should be eating. Your 10 and 12 year old should be drinking sodas. And to have people who go to work every day as men and women, leave their children in public and private schools, and then they are busy during the day producing, manufacturing that which undermines the cellular integrity of every body, is a whoredom and the prostitution that is everywhere present. It's not just what you're doing sexually, it's what you do materially, what you doing to generate money as your job when the jobs are interfering with one's purpose in being. And if you were never on purpose, if you never connected with the purpose in being as a perpetuator and a progenitor of lineages, if you never aspired towards the highest state of mental, spiritual, emotional intelligence, then you won't have it. And this is why you have so much spouse abuse and child abuse and so many systems of the system that do not function in harmonizing family. It's all divisiveness. Defects come in and take your children based on somebody said what somebody else said. And then it's going to be based upon, oh, well, you're not feeding your children protein and this and that and the other. You got your children on a vegan diet. Take your children. That's the ignorance of what it has been to be following the Rockefellers all this time. Those ones who set the precedent for such ignorance who set the precedence for the American Medical Association, who set the precedent for what doctors are being taught in school to become doctors. They're not being taught life. They're not being taught who they are as the perpetuators and the progenitor of lineages of people. I remember speaking with on behalf of one of the sisters in court, and the Department of Health was talking about how this TB bacteria or whatever, even though it's not testing, it's there. And so, you know, one has to be on this particular medication for all of this time, 2 and 3 years, to eliminate the bacteria. I said, if it was really about bacteria and germs and all of that that you all are concerned about, then you would not be signing off on people eating the carcasses of dead animals that are filled with pathogens. But you're going to destroy a person's spiritual, mental, emotional, and financial health to try to kill one organism, when you are supporting the violation of everybody with the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows. I said, this is not a department of health. It's a department of death. You were never taught life. You were never taught God. You were never taught how to facilitate healing. You are a part of a system of oppression. We're having to come to a point in place where realizing that we really do not have to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be women. We do not have to be licensed, certified, and degreed to be men, the progenitor and the perpetuator of lineages of people, but we do have to be cleared, cleansed, purified, consecrated, so that we are reverencing, loving, appreciating, honoring, cherishing, treasuring the reality of who we are and what we've been given as the blessedness in being, and to be perfectly and divinely designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and then to literally subdue or put your understanding of yourself in the hands of somebody who hates you, who doesn't care about you, who's not done anything in your best interest, is foolishness. And so I'm the one who feels very grateful and very thankful for every opportunity I have to tell the truth. Why? Because we were told to know the truth, and the truth would make us free. But you can't just hear it. You have to apply it. Can't just hear it. You have to apply it. I know people are struggling. I know that people are having hard times because of they're not applying what I'm saying. And what I'm saying is not, it's for everybody. It's not just for women. It's not just for men. It's not just for melanin dominated. It's for everybody to love themselves. It's for everybody to respect their bodies and how they function. It's for everybody to come to a point and place where we are all right being cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, and resurrected. Why? Because it's not a goddamn one thing that's greater that these people are giving us through our miseducation, our religious indoctrination, and the culture of death. And I'm saying, you don't see death anywhere in the air. Why are y'all accepting it as your reality? You weren't created by a creator of death. You were created by an absolute and supreme intelligence that is gifting us so much of itself that we could never have anything greater. Nobody can give you greater. So y'all might as well just get to a point in place where we all right with being great. We all right with being clean. We all right with raising up. We are all right with being all right. Later for that sickness and illness and surgeries and butchery and all of that. Later for that. Why y'all want to go there? Why y'all want to be in a place and space where you can't wipe your own behind? No reason. It's genocide. It's something serious that we have to really take seriously. Now, I can joke and laugh and all of that, which I do. But when it comes down to it, it really is not funny that we have children, hospitals that are filled with children, and that abortion has become everyday business. But the issue is, why are we not just having real conscious love relationships where we are all right with having our children and we're healthy enough to have our children? It's always been no. There hasn't been a time that the knowing was not there. That from the time we were typed female, then male in our mother's wombs, that we would be destined to become men, the progenitor of lineages, and womb men, the perpetuator of lineage. We should have never been poisoned. And a system that poisons every freaking body is a dead system. Why? Because it is the perpetuators of death. And so that ain't God. And I'm just saying, it ain't God. It's an anti-Christ situation. Anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-you. And for you to be anti-self That's a program. There's nothing natural about it because everything exalts a full effort in its living, which is why we've always heard that self-preservation is the first law. And so we want you to be in a place and space where you're ready to be whole, happy, renewed, healed. But you have to claim it. And you have to think about it. And you have to feel it in every fiber of your being. And you have to be in that place where you remember the time when you were feeling really, really good. And you create and reproduce that state of being, because the state of our being, the state of consciousness that we are literally living in, is creating for us. But the consciousness is still going to be shaped by the substance and the quality of nutrition that you're getting, or the lack thereof. And to have people who have been poisoned with hot dogs, hamburgers, bologna, sausage, salami, pig's feet, pig ears, pig lips, pig butt, pig cheeks, pig whatever, and then all of these other animals and whatnot, and then at 40, 50, 60 years of that, man, that ain't nothing but cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and all of this stuff. And I'm saying, even with that, every day that you don't have it, your body's cleansing. Every day that you facilitate that cleansing, you're going to be feeling better. Every day is going to pass anyway, so you might as well exalt a full effort in your living, in your loving, in your remembering that you were perfectly and divinely designed, and that this is our time to remember and to step in the integrity of the awesomeness of the who and the whose we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We can call it Mother, Father, Creator, God. That is all, the cosmic I am, the absolute and supreme intelligence. You can call it Jah, Allah, Yallah, Yahweh, whatever. But the issue is, will you walk in the integrity of your giftedness as the evidence of its gift? I'm calling you forward. Love you with a perfect love. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so, yes, you know, we come to places and spaces in terms of our greater growth where we have to release and let go of that which does not serve us. And it can be arduous. You know, some people, you got to be forced to do it. It's like you would never think to do it until you can't walk. You got so much pain. You feel in a way. You gained all this weight, whatever. But say goodbye to all of it. You understand, be happy to embrace your better self, your greater self. And sometimes it is a necessity to get to that place and space where you are more in your solace and solitude, because once you start reaching for your life, once you start really going deeper in terms of the knocking, the caring, the seeking to really walk in the integrity of the truth of yourself. And many people, they'll ridicule you, you know, people who think that they love you, you understand, become convicted by your commitments to yourself. And it seems as though they would, you know, prefer that you stay on the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death because, you know, misery loves company. And I'm saying we all need to be in a place where it matters to us, the quality of the beings that we're becoming, but we don't want to be sick and we don't want to be ill and we do not want to be creating it consistently. And that's what, you know, the way that we've been socialized, being fed like kids with breakfast cereals and all of this. And this is why I address it, because no matter how long I've been speaking to it, people are still doing it and still feeding the children. And those ones who came up as strict vegetarians or veganism and whatnot, after a while, they go back to the world and the worldliness of eating that garbage. Or they were brought up vegetarian, but then they mate with ones and ones who never lived that way. And so we never really got the fullness of the understanding as to what this is, what the path of life actually is, and how to really care to respond correctly to a system of oppression, all right? Because we were not born to be oppressed. We were not born to become cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease. This is the evidence of the progression of error, because we should each have the opportunity to mature. And maturity means that the divinity and the truth of who we are, the core of our divinity, has just blossomed and blossomed as we have grown, as we have matured, not just gotten older, but have come to a place where we are and have been consistent in developing ourselves and aligning ourselves with the truth of all self. But this is something that everybody isn't getting. This is not being taught in school. The fullness of the understanding of it is not being supported through the religious institutions. And so it matters that we each realize that we have no duty, obligation, or responsibility to anybody other than that which is beating our hearts and breathing us. But it is one absolute and supreme intelligence, and this would be the most expeditious path of our harmonization, is being in the place of realization that everybody is perfectly and divinely designed, and we're not designed for all of the artificial colors and flavors and behavior modifying substances and the nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, and all of this stuff. All right. Now, the body is so intelligent that it's isolating all of that, and it's forming the cysts and the tumors. So the evidence of the cancer is the body is isolating all of this garbage that's in the system, but then they poison you more. And I'm just saying, no, the body's trying to cleanse, so let's facilitate that cleansing. But it's a daily process, just like you brush your teeth every day and you bathe every day, sometimes maybe 2 to 3 times a day, based upon your activities. And so the internal cleansing is what I am truly advocating. And I realize that, you know, people used to tell me, oh, well, Adama, you're just like a voice in the wind, you know. And I'm saying, no, I'm a voice that's on behalf of the wholeness of us. And so after a while, that message through how many ever voices is going to be the message that is going to take root and it's going to thrive. Because anything other than that, in terms of our right to be wrong, our freedom to be enslaved, our inherent sinfulness and all of that is going to play itself out, because people who believe that will die. You understand? And the thought of it. So we're having to realize the power of the mind, the power of the thought, or the capacity that you have to undermine yourself with erroneous thoughts, with beliefs that are not as strengthening as absolute truth. And so I'm really advocating our coming to a point in place where it matters to us to be doing that which is consistently in our best interest, doing that which is going to yield us the opportunity to truly mature and not just get old. Yes, we'll get older, but we should be maturing. We should become stronger. We should become more focused. We should be laying a stronger foundation for our children and our youth, and creating the, not even alternative school, the school system as we know it. It really is just another tool of oppression. You understand? And so our being wombed men, having been gifted the cosmic trust of ensuring the progression, ensuring the wealth, the sanctity, the health, and the richness of the people, women. But under patriarchy and male domination and all of this distortion, that got, you know, that's the bane of existence, is the degradation of the sisterhood, of womanhood, and the divine feminine. We understand, to relegate us to being sex objects, and to being in a place where we feel like it's all right for us to be drunk, it's all right for us to be high, it's all right for us to be out of our mind. You understand? And I'm saying, no, you know, the consciousness of the women lay foundation for the progression of the society. And when women are being violated with all of this stuff that poisons us in our capacity to really be able to think a greater thought and to create a better way, this is what we're having to embrace, because we've had enough breast cancer, uterine cancer, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, miscarriages, abortions, hysterectomies, what they call sexually transmitted infections. And I'm saying, well, the infection really is there because of eating the flesh of dead animals. Of course, they don't want you to know that because they want you to keep eating the flesh of dead animals. Why? Because it's putting money in somebody's pocket. And I'm saying, let's boycott the death industries. Let's really exalt a full effort in our living to restore the integrity of our ingenuity, our gifts, our talents, our skills, our wealth, our health, the richness of what it is to be these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of God. But if y'all don't want to be godly, don't nobody really care. They're trying to make sure you don't. It's just a word. You know, you just consistently are talking God, 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 and eating all kinds of crazy. And so, you know, and so, but it's hard to really have the faith once you get sick to the degree to which you are consistently in pain. You understand? But then you're having to really look at what you're doing that's creating it, because it's not a natural, it's a natural telltale sign of some error in the way. Bad food combining, the inability to absorb whatever because of the lack of care in cleansing. All right, so you have these ones. We grew up on hot dogs, hamburgers, breakfast cereals, eggs, cheese, all of this stuff. So you got all of this goop and glue and stuff in the system, and then you want to put organic stuff right on top of it. And I'm saying, no, we have to cleanse. We have to really allow for better nutritional absorption, but that's going to be by going directly into the blood as opposed to going through the digestive system. But your fresh fruit, it was your water and your fiber to get the bowels moving. You know, most of the ones that I have communicated with over the years who have been diagnosed with what they call cancer, that we refer to as chronic constipation and acidity, poison blistering, that's what it is. It's the inability to eliminate the toxicity that the body is trying to really loosen up. So we're having to be aggressive about it, but it's a daily function. The longer you go, the deeper the cleanse, the more elevation you get mentally, spiritually, the more centered you become, the more your skin has the opportunity to heal, the more the asthma and the respiratory issues and all of these issues just fall by the wayside. And it's happening daily, so that 6 months down the road and people are looking at you and they're going like, dang, what are you doing? And so you have it all written out, what you've been doing in terms of really aligning yourself with the natural intelligence of your body as temple for the re-enthronement of the true spirit of the living God, Goddess, that is our absolute truth. We're at 404-523-8989. And if you are on one of the social media platforms, you can text a question or use your number for life support at 678-760-9299 to text a question if you don't want to talk. I know a lot of people are shy and they're like, oh, but sister, you know, we don't want to interrupt your flow. Always late and you have sleep, you know, and that's why, you know, I got to sometimes pump that music up so y'all can get the toe tapping and the knees flapping and whatever you got going on, you know, so that you can really begin to move. And see, the movement is a necessary part of it, you know, and a lot of people are doing a lot of movement that's moving the toxins, but they're not getting rid of it, you know. I saw a sister who talked about doing lymphatic massage, and I'm saying, but how does the poison get out after you done loosened it up through the system? You know, so you can't just massage and loosen up all this stuff. People have to be able to sweat that stuff out. They have to open up the bowel. They have to open up the elimination. You have to hydrate. You got to oxygenate. I'm just saying, we have to really understand that it's not just one thing. It's a whole thing. And being in a place where you are fully committed to wholeness and understanding that, you know, the whole getting drunk, being high, all that's unplayed out. If y'all still on that frequency, you have yet to really understand the fullness of what you have available to you, because it's just another level of oppression in a society that profits erroneously. It's an erroneous, it's not a real profit, because the prosperity is in the wealth and the ingenuity and the creativity and the light, the lightness of the people. And those of us who care to be about it, we have to be about it in order to create it. And we have the right to do so. And when we reclaim our rights, you understand, our right to be more influential than all of your corporate deities of death. I'm just saying, they can't take that from you when you are really aligned with the will of God and the will of the Creator to exalt life and to support life and to be able to have hands on and know how to facilitate people's healing, how to really impact them, to allow them the kind of peace to accept the fact that they're perfectly and divinely designed. You understand? So that we assume the state of consciousness. We assume the gratitude and the thanksgiving as if we had already received it. See, you can't really heal if you are steeped in the thought of your sickness. In order to heal, you have to be steeped in the thought of your wholeness. You have to be steeped in it. It has to be infused upon the waters of your cells, but your cells have to be converted to water as opposed to all of this sludge, which is why I am advocating that our liberation has to happen at the cellular level. And so your caring to be tuned into this frequency every Thursday night at this particular point from midnight to 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you're on the West Coast, if you Mountain Standard, Central Standard, I'm just saying, wherever you are in the world, I'm wanting you to realize that we are all dwelling in the presence of the ever-embracing arms of the absolute and supreme intelligence. That is, all there is life itself. There is no lack of it. You understand? See, these people have created a system based on scarcity. The more scarce it is, the more value it has. And I'm saying, but there is no scarcity of intelligence. And as oppressed as the people may be, to make you think that they're not intelligent, the intelligence of existence is still there. They're still breathing, the heart is still beating, and they can have a greater thought any moment. You understand? So you have the opportunity for a greater thought. With each and every thought, you can think a greater thought. You understand? But then being able to hold the thought and see it and then create the experience of feeling it, accepting it, and knowing it, and walking with it is how we create. See, they didn't teach us how the laws work, how to create, but it is self-knowledge, creation knowledge, and creator knowledge that allows us to become a liberated people. Liberated from what? Liberated from working jobs that rob us of our life force. Liberated from the pain and this disdain of sickness, illness, and disease, because we're liberating ourselves from all of the sludge of the chemicals and the hormones and the antibiotics and the parasites and all of that. You're liberating your bloodstream from the garbage. It's not rocket science, but there's a perfect art and science to being and to be in it. And I see with a lot of people, all of what y'all do all them things y'all do really, really good, but you think more of what you're doing than the substance and the resubstantiation of the quality of your being. And I'm saying that's the real work. When you are focused in resubstantiating the quality of person that you are, then you can do anything. But to do all these other things and then be steeped in filth and sickness and illness and disease and being cranky and cranky and nasty and rude and all of that, I'm just saying you'll die out, because God's kingdom is not really about all of that. It is about the peace, the poise, the power, the potency, the integrity, the high ethic, the morality, the sensibility, the care, the courage, the faith, the knowing, and the reestablishment of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of God. And so we know that we have all come through the sacred fluids of our mother's wombs, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers. And then nobody got the support in respecting the sacredness and the divinity of our being. And so I'm advocating that we do that, that we understand how phenomenal existence actually is, and that it is the evidence of the divinity. It is the evidence of the blessedness. It is the evidence that we are dwelling in the ever-embracing arms of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But we are here to walk in the light of the truth of who we are as God's own, those who are of the law, of the light, bringing the love, being the light, being in the place and space where, say, we get it right. You understand? See, people want you to think that nobody knows. You sell me that. Well, Adama, you know, don't nobody know the truth. I said, that's your own affirmation that you don't know the truth. Okay? But those who seek the truth come to know the truth because it is the working of the law. You get what you ask for. You get what you apply yourself to. Now, if you're not wise enough to ask for that which is going to be in your best interest, then I'm encouraging you to do that. Right? Because you got the next thought. You got the next breath. You understand you are not limited by what you have access to within this realm of the infinity of possibilities dwelling in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to know that the gift that we've been given is absolute and supreme intelligence. And intelligence doesn't kill itself. So if y'all on the program feeling like you got the right to be killing yourself, that's because you are oppressed with all of that garbage. Okay, say we gonna call it like it is because everybody's full of it, but then we want to complain about the politics and the politicians and all of the stupidity, but then we don't want to stop supporting it. You understand? And then become filled with it, and then having to go to the doctors and getting all of these tests and running these tests, and I'm just saying, y'all had all them tests, and those doctors did not tell you that your bowels needed to be moving. They didn't tell you that your body was full of toxicity. They didn't tell you that it's only the excess waste that's causing all of these problems. You get rid of the waste, you get rid of the problem. They're not telling you any of the stuff that you need to hear. And so I'm telling you. And I did not have to be licensed, certified, and degreed to know the truth. We were told to know the truth. All right? So there's a difference between knowing and then doing research. But the whole point of it is to reverence and appreciate and respect that the body is the temple for where we meet God, for where we harmonize with His will, where we become attuned to its law, where we become harmonized within its love, where we have the capacity to become vessels and vehicles of its light, to create and ensure the way and the path of liberation so that everyone that comes into our sphere of influence is better by virtue of it. And then they'll say, oh, I thank God so much for meeting you. I thank God so much. You understand? I'm just saying. So no, this is who we each are. This is what we are bringing to the table. All right. But to be in a place where we're supporting the violation of other beings, we got to stop this, y'all. I'm just saying. 90% of the global warming is because of the meat industry. They don't want y'all to know that. They want you to put in new water-saving toilets. They want you to recycle. They're going to tell you all of the stuff that you need to do to decrease your carbon footprint upon the planet. But they're not going to stop doing all of this insane killing and flushing all of this waste of these animals and these feedlots and slaughterhouses and whatnot into the waters and streams. And so, to understand the power that we have, you have to really just bathe in the phenomenalness of what it is to be. You cannot stay focused on all of the garbage and then have the wisdom to move in light. You cannot literally be steeped in it and then create something greater than it. It requires the shift and the change internally. You can still have high objectives. You can still have good ideas. You can still generate money. You can still buy things. You can still get married and love each other to death, but you will never be able to give the fullness of your gifts because you would not have done the inner work of DNA activation through the cellular liberation that allows you to really be in the full expression of your inheritance through the greatness of the lineages through whom you've come. Or even if you don't know to ask for that. You go to school, you get your degrees and this and that, but you did not ask for the greatness of yourself. You asked for a degree. All right, so you got a degree, now you're in debt, and now you can't work in the area in which your degree is in, or you got a job working in the area that you work in all the time, and then you don't have any real creative experience. We have to really understand the power of the intangible thing in terms of what really gives our life real substance, real joy, real happiness, real peace. In the peace, in the poise, in the joy and the happiness, you can bring anything else into manifestation because you're resting in the reality of being in the presence of the Absolute and being a present of the Absolute, being a gift and a blessing of the Creator. You understand? I'm just saying, I'm just the one to try to give you a whole nother perspective about you and about we and about us and the power that we have. The only way that people do not care to be in the greatness of themselves is because of the amount of garbage that's in their body. That's the nature of the oppression, is to put you in a place where you do not have the idealism, you do not have the energy of initiative, you do not have the trust and the faith in yourself and what's coming through you in terms of how you impact greater ones, or how you ensure the greatness of other ones, those ones that are charged to you as your children and grandchildren and your siblings and whatnot. I mean, most people are not involved with people's personal growth, and those who are coming from the perspective of being motivators and this and that, and you've got many powerful motivators and whatnot who are still full of garbage and die with all kinds of cancer, heart disease, diabetes. And I'm just saying, let's be disease free. That's what we want. That's the liberation that we should be aspiring towards, because you have this pandemic of heart disease. Heart disease is the number one killer of all people, and that's because of the amount of toxicity that is in the blood from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish that are filled with all of the chemicals. And so it's not rocket science, but the doctors have not been really educated in God. They have not really been educated in respecting and ensuring that you who go to them are being inspired to realize the divinity of your being and to know how to facilitate the optimum cellular functioning and liberation of your cells from years of mucus and chemicals and toxins from tobacco and alcohol and all of this. And people are under the illusion of thinking that just because you gave it up, you got clean. I'm saying you gave it up, but it's still in you. So that's why I am advocating the internal cellular liberation as the most expeditious way of literally creating heaven on earth. Because to infuse your cells with the love of God, to accept yourself and your body to be a vessel for the personification of the living God, Goddess. I'm just, what we aspire towards and what we ask for is what we gain, but our aspirations are not high enough to really meet the requisite for our being qualified for continuance in existence as a result of being under the auspices of those who don't care to be qualified for continuance in existence because they believed in death. They believe that you only go around once in life, so you go for all the gusto you can get and you do all of this stupid stuff, you understand, because it's fun. And I'm saying, no, it's fun to be in the light of the truth of who you are and whose you are and be able to outthink the foolishness. That's fun. It's fun to be able to go places and people know that you want something different. They want to know what you want. And so, but the difference is the love of your Creator. I'm just saying, that makes a difference when you really are in tuned and tuning up and turning on and turning out with yourself and your cells with all of this toxicity, getting this stuff out your system so that you're vivid in your own self-reflection, self-expression, self-actualization, self-realization as this living, loving, intelligent, potent presence of the Absolute. I mean, why would you not want to be that? And so keep smiling. Enjoy yourselves. Find the laughter. Dance. Sing. Create the vortex of expectation and happiness, because when you can appreciate the now, you've won. The appreciation of the now moment is going to just add more appreciation of many more now moments, and it's always an eternal now. And so we've been given time on Mother Earth to come to the timelessness of existence, to dwell in the eternity while we're on the planet. We are still in eternity. So focus beyond the stupidity of the system of suppression and oppression by liberating yourself so that you have the leverage of thought to recognize and be dwelling in the rainbow in the midst of it all. And to know that you're here to love with all your body, heart, mind, with all of your might, on behalf of and to the glory of the whole of existence itself.